Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Let's Talk Kashrus, presented by the Kashrus Awareness Project in conjunction with Torah Anytime. Today, I am joined by Rabbi Akiva Niehaus, Director of Kashrus Operations at the CRC and Rabbinic Coordinator of Liquor. Is that it?
Got it.
Rabbinic Coordinator of Liquor at the CRC. Okay, we got it right. Thank you again for joining us.
Pleasure.
Today, we are going to discuss another alcohol liquor topic, and that is tequila. First of all, tell us what tequila is for those who don't know.
So tequila is a product which is fermented and distilled in Mexico. It has to be a certain region of Mexico, and it's made from a cactus called agave. And it's very, very prevalent in that region. It grows very well. And they harvest these cactus, they chop off the points, and they start with the heart, and they cook it, add yeast, or don't add yeast, and they ferment it. And then it's distilled into a distilled product. So it's not an aged product per se, but it's like a vodka, but it's made from this cactus called agave.
Mm-hmm. And it's an alcoholic drink, obviously. The cactus itself doesn't present kashrus concerns.
Correct.
The fermentation process,
no problem.
Also no kashrus concerns. What kashrus concerns could there be with a tequila? Can I go into a store and buy any tequila off the shelf? What are the parameters?
So it's so interesting how we're having this conversation, because I would say is 10, 15 years ago, no one drank tequila. Tequila was like some other thing, like I said, it's a Mexican product. And in the past few years, it's becoming more and more prevalent.
And again, it's only made in Mexico.
Only made in Mexico.
Okay.
And I don't know what happened, it exploded. And more consumers are drinking it. We get more and more questions, which said, we got to look into it. So we actually contacted the kashrus professionals in Mexico to find out what is it, what are the kashrus issues. And they came out with a very interesting thing, and that is that tequila can be divided into different classes. Blanco means that it's clear. Añejo and reposado means that it's aged somewhat, and they age it in barrels. Mm-hmm. Okay? So theoretically, they could use wine barrel aging, but let's put that on the side for now. We came across something so fascinating, and that is that, first of all, some of them add other alcohol. They supplement it.
Mm-hmm.
That alcohol, we have no idea where it's from. But then we found something even more fascinating, and that is, by law, they're allowed to add up to 1% by volume of glycerin. Mm. Now, glycerin can easily be made from non-kosher sources. It could be animal-based, it's almost surely not kosher.
Or vegetable-based.
And till now, we assumed that it wasn't being used so much. They can add some sugar to give it. And what we came across was the most fascinating thing. During COVID, tequila consumption exploded. In fact, it was a shortage of agave, of these cactuses.
Really?
I don't know what it was. People were home.
They had time on their hands.
Exactly. Well, there's a problem now, because by law, in order to call it this añejo or reposado, it needs to be aged a certain amount of time. And they weren't able to keep up with production. So they started cutting corners. And, you know, maybe this product needed to be aged, I don't know, 4 to 6 years. They didn't have time. They were simply out of. So they supplemented with glycerin. Glycerin gives a mouthfeel, a certain flavor.
It compensated for the lack of aging?
Exactly.
Really? Glycerin is more of a sweeter, has a sweeter type of taste, right?
Exactly. But they needed to doctor it up somehow.
So they doctored it with glycerin.
And by law, they're allowed to.
Mm-hmm. Up to a certain amount.
Up to a certain amount. Well, as soon as you're glycerin, the alarms go off, and the mashgichim told us that it's become more and more prevalent.
Mm-hmm.
So right away, we have this conscious concern of tequila, this is a great example of something which changes over time.
Right.
You know, who would have thought?
You always have to stay on your toes.
Exactly.
Because you never know. That's very interesting. That's a great point.
You know, another hat that I wear is the chairman of the Aqua Liquor Committee, and we had a meeting about this to discuss it, and we actually changed our recommendation for tequila, and that is that, first of all, it has to be CRT certified, which is the name of a trade organization which sort of helps monitor that they're keeping the laws the way they're supposed to be.
Is that a Mexican organization?
It's a Mexican organization,
okay.
CRT, and it has to be 100% agave. Which means they're not supplementing.
And the CRT ensures that it's pure?
Correct. Okay. And they're writing 100% agave. But then we got to this thing about glycerin, and there's a quirk in Mexican law that Blanco, the silver tequila, cannot have any glycerin added. Only the aged tequilas. So at this point, we're saying is that you should think twice about consuming those aged tequilas because of this glycerin concern.
So if I go into a store, I see a Blanco tequila, I'm okay.
You're okay. If it's 100% agave and CRT certified.
And CRT certified, I should look for that as well.
Correct.
Is there tequila with kosher supervision?
There are a few, and it's getting more and more. It's a bit challenging in Mexico to actually get down to the plants and certified.
Okay. And as far as the other varieties.
The aged varieties. It's a problem. Now, it's actually 1% should tell you that it's so minimal that it could be bottled. We're certainly not going to recommend something which has glycerin, potentially non-kosher. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're saying is ideally you should definitely look for something with hashgacha.
Right. Okay. Any final comments on this part, on this topic
regarding
tequila?
One final thing is that there are other varieties of tequila like Cristalino, which means they add other flavorings. Stay away.
Flavored tequilas.
Correct.
Unless it has hashgacha, stay away.
Correct.
Do you have a list of acceptable tequilas on the CRC liquor list?
We do. And in fact, just a couple weeks ago, I did research and we found well over 100 tequilas that are kosher certified.
Okay.
And we added them to the
list. Okay. Our viewers who are tequila aficionados, they just breathed a sigh of relief. They have what to choose from. But thank you for this.
Oh, wait. We didn't talk about the worm.
Oh, okay.
The worm.
Yes, that is a common thing. First of all, is there such a thing as a worm in tequila?
That's a great question because it's a mistake. I'll tell you why. Because a worm can only be put, like we said, it's highly regulated. A worm cannot be put in tequila.
Where did that even come from, that there are Mexican tequilas that are made with a worm inside?
So it's not a tequila. It's called mezcal. Mezcal is much looser regulated. And for some reason, as a sign of purity, they put this worm in there to show that it's like super pure. So
super pure.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Beats me. But mezcal needs hashgacha for sure. Forget the worm. It's because mezcal can be made literally in the backyard, and it's so craft, like we spoke about by beer,
right.
And it can have all these characteristics. And believe it or not, there's something called pechuga mezcal. Now pechuga is Mexican for chicken.
Okay.
So I don't know what it is, but they actually put a raw chicken
in the vat?
Yes.
When they're making the drink?
I don't know what it's about, but pechuga mezcal would almost certainly
give some kind of flavor or something.
I guess so. And that's certainly not kosher. And as we know, it would not only affect that particular mezcal, it would affect anything made on the same kalim, same equipment.
Are there any kosher mezcals?
So very few. I just actually came... Someone sent me something there recently. There is a mezcal. I haven't looked into it yet, but very few and far between. So,
but it's good to know. Hey, here we thought that there's tequila with a worm. That's a misnomer.
No, exactly.
Okay, great. Thank you again for joining us.
Pleasure.
Appreciate it.